All right. Hello, everyone. Maybe I could at least remove this beautiful Amazon box I've got behind me. But there's still just going to be a lot of some things behind me. Let's see if maybe I can move it over. There we go. That's a little bit nicer. Okay. All right, how's everyone doing today? Make sure you can hear me. As you can see, I'm in a hotel room that has an interesting little painting over here that I'd never really even noticed. I've been here since yesterday. Hello, Azizi. You can hear me okay? All right. All right. Yes, 5 a.m. in Australia, Monday morning, right? Bright and early. Been watching the Australian Open, so I know what time it is there. Yes. All right, guys, let's talk planning for this week. That's going to be our first little bit of homework today. So, and I really want to get, I'd love to get some participation from y'all in the chat. So what do you all have going on this week that is interesting and that maybe you've learned from, you planned for the week or you're going to plan today and you might need a little bit of help with, or you might just have learned something and you've implemented it for next week. So as you all, as many of you all probably know, by the way, I am Coach Betsy. Keep forgetting that we have a lot of new people. Is there anyone that has, this is their first Zoom? I would love to hear that for sure. Yeah, let me kind of slow my roll down a little bit and just let some other people come in. All right. Someone said they're leaving three bites, still going to prepare the same amount of food. And prepared for some chatter. Oh, someone's starting a gym challenge today for 12 weeks. Busy, busy work week, right? We know about busy, right? That's a thought. Planning meals today, so any food tips would be great. Betsy, another Betsy, is prepping all of her meals for the week today, which is a great strategy, right? For some, not for others, but for some. All right. Ooh, Angie has a 4-course dinner and wine tasting on Tuesday. What's your plan for that? Working with personal trainer. Ooh, Bree, something, your name cuts off. She has 2.2 pounds to lose this week to meet her monthly goal, and she's scared she won't make it. I'd love for you to raise your hand. And I could work with you on that, coach you on that. So wine tasting. All right. So this is what I've got going on this week because we're talking planning, right? Okay. So I am traveling, as you all can see. I am in Nashville this week for our 6-day lose weight and gain control event with Corinne. And so I will be in Nashville for a week. So I am traveling and eating out every meal in terms of not cooking anything, right? I am, we have breakfast every morning at the hotel, breakfast and lunch. And then we also, for dinner, we are going out or getting room service or something like that, right? And so Corinne has talked a lot about her travel, her planning for travel, right? So I'm not going to talk too much about that today in terms of what I do, right? What do I do? What do I do? I really don't know what they're going to be laying out for food every day, right? I mean, I could ask and I could all that kind of stuff, but what if you just don't know, right? What if I was just one of the participants and I didn't know what we were going to have for breakfast each day? What is an option that I could do? 2-2 and make the best choices, right? eat 2 to 2 and make the best choices. That's what I'm planning, y'all. It's real simple. We always say you can take your brain and your stomach wherever you go. And they had a spread for breakfast this morning. It was oatmeal, nuts, fruit. And I had my coffee this morning like I always do, and I wasn't hungry, so I didn't eat it. So some people did, and I don't know if they were all hungry or not, but I just follow my hunger scale. And then right before I came on this call, I went down to the, we had a buffet for lunch, which was salad and chicken or beef. And I was definitely at my negative two by then. I made me a plate, ate to my plus two before I got on this call, moving on. And I don't know what I'll be having tonight. I think we're going out to dinner somewhere, but I don't know where. I'm just going to eat negative two to positive two, wherever we go. And I've also planned one drink if I want it. So that's what I put on my plan for today. So I planned for breakfast. I said breakfast, you know, negative two to positive two, but I ended up not being hungry until about 11:30. So I didn't eat anything. That doesn't mean I didn't follow my plan, because I planned for breakfast if I was at negative two and to positive two, and I wasn't. So I just don't have anything there. Yeah. So that's how that works. Let's see what y'all are saying here. Yep. Your 2 to 2 goes wherever you do. Hunger scale is difficult when food looks so good. Becky, I'd love to coach you on that. I've got one hand raised, but I'll be doing some coaching here and in just a little while after I talk about the rest of my planning for the week. Yeah, food's going to look good, right? Food's always going to look good. That's not going away, right? But also what else looks good? What you see in the mirror? What else feels good? How you feel about yourself? I got dressed this morning and I did my hair and all this kind of stuff. And I looked in the mirror and I said, yeah, this is how I want to feel. These are the kind of choices that I make today. That's what will get me to this feeling more often, right? So, all right. Yeah, you can fill at least half your plate with salads or veggies before choosing anything else. There's all kinds of little tips and tricks like that, right? Someone said, Becky, get coached on that. Food prep and leaving 2 to 4 bites behind. Okay, so if y'all have any specific questions that you want me to answer, be sure and put them in the Q&A. But I'm going to tell y'all about the rest of my week. So that's my week until Friday. And so I did my weekly assessment from last week. I want to tell y'all a little bit about that. So you all should have received in your mailbox, I'm going to check my mail real quick. There's that Massive Action Line newsletter, just like clockwork. It comes at noon every Sunday. Oh, I lost y'all. Okay. Where did you go? I've got too many windows open on my computer. So, okay, let me get all these windows closed. Okay. Be sure and check your Massive Action Line. It literally came to you through email 9 minutes ago. If you're not getting it, if you don't see it in your inbox, in your promotions folders, in your junk folder, email support at pnptribe.com and be sure and make sure that you're getting it. Anna can help you. And so it talked all today about, let's pull it up real quick. Talked about your habit tracker and actually also the video that came out today for first 60 days is also all about this week's Massive Action Line and what we're going to be working on this week. So what we're going to be doing is that, you know, we're coming on a new month, right? In a few days. And so we want you to really review your habit tracker if you filled it out for January. If not, you just go back and look through the pages of your planner, or even just think back if you haven't been planning every day, because it's just still a practice, right? And you're going to decide on your focus for February. So let me just kind of go through my weekly assessment, and then I'm going to kind of talk about my focus for February. So, Becca, if you're having any kind of tech issues, just email support at pnptribe.com and we can get you fixed up. So, my weekly assessment for this last week, my three biggest wins, I slayed my workouts. Y'all, I'm working with an online personal trainer and he just gives me workouts every week. I'm loving it. And I'm just feeling really good about my exercise. I had a really good coaching session with my coach, who is actually not Corinne. She is another coach that I work with. You all have Corinne and me and Kathy and MJ as your coach. And I have my own coach as well. So I've been doing a lot of journaling and looking at my thoughts this week. I practiced lots of curiosity about the hunger scale this last week. There were some days when I just went a little bit longer on my hunger just to get really curious about it. There were other days when I went past, I ate dinner past my two, I ate to about a plus three. That was another part of my assessment. 3 or 4 days last week, I think it was maybe three. Yes, 3 times last week, I ate to plus three at dinner. And so that's super interesting, right? So that's something that that I got really curious about and that I'm continuing to stay curious about. So what worked well for me this week? I had lots of yummy food to eat since I was leaving town. I was just focused on cleaning out the fridge and I just made it all work for me and just cleaned out that fridge. Y'all, I love doing that. I love to gamify anything. So I love to make it fun. And so I said, okay, this is what I've got in the fridge this week. You know, I make my little list. I showed y'all in the last planning call that I did. I made a little list of all the things available that I had to eat this week. And then as I finished them off, I marked them off the list. Love to mark off a checklist. And then I just kept going. And I said, okay, by the time yesterday came around, I had some sweet potatoes. I had some barbacoa taco meat. I had some edamame. I mean, it was random city yesterday, but I just put all that together and that was my lunch yesterday before I left town. And so I love to gamify things and make things fun and just say, okay, this is what I've got. You know, that show Chopped or whatever. I don't watch a lot of cooking shows, but you know, they just say, okay, you got this, this, and this. Make something good. I mean, we have TV shows about it, so it must be fun to watch. It must be something fun to do. And so that's what I like to do in my own house. So I just love, and that gets me into just a totally different mindset of, okay, this can be fun, right? This can be fun. And food doesn't have to be, you know, a party in my mouth. It can just be fuel for me and I can just get creative and make it fun. And so that's really what I did last week. Let's see, what else worked well last week? Good self-development time. I really committed to, because I get up at 5 every morning, I go to the gym, and then from 6 to 7, I have self-development time where I do my planning. I do about 15 minutes of reading, and I'm reading High Performance Habits from Brendan Burchard. And then I'm also, sometimes I meditate. But I also just do journaling and thought downloads and models and things like that. And so I did a lot of that last week. What didn't work well? Let's get into that. I got hangry a couple of times. I definitely went past my -2 and I allowed that to kind of bring up thoughts of, you know, hunger is an emergency. I need to eat. I snapped at my husband. a few times I ended up overeating for my dinner. And so I'm just really getting curious about that and just saying, okay, that didn't really work for me last week. How can I work on this for next week? And there were a few times with my going to plus three at dinner where I justified doing that because I was cleaning out the fridge, right? Like, oh, I just need to get rid of this. I need to keep cleaning out the fridge. So I'll just eat a few more bites when I could have just thrown it away. Right. And so I worked on a thought the other day, and it was something like the purpose of this food, you know, I have fulfilled the purpose of this food to satisfy me, and then to, you know, and the rest can go in the garbage, but it has fulfilled its purpose in my life. I don't need to eat more than my body needs. And so I've really been doing some journaling on that. Yes, Kendall, I'm at the sixth day. Let's see. So what will I keep, improve, or start doing next week based on the above? Eat enough to sustain me, because I think definitely there were a couple of days where maybe I didn't quite eat enough lunch to plus two. And so then I got hungry a little bit earlier. And again, hunger is never an emergency. But we want to eat to plus two, if possible, most of the time, just to stay satisfied a little bit longer. And then I'm always working on eating slower and less distracted. Always, 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 always room for improvement for me on that. All right. So what thought will I use going forward next week based on this week's experience? Continue to come from a place of compassion and curiosity. Those feelings, y'all, work for me so much. Compassion and curiosity. Okay. Yes. This food has served its purpose, Tammy. That's kind of a new thought that I'm practicing. And again, that means that it doesn't have to go in my body. It can also go in the trash because it served its purpose regardless. So, all right. So let's talk about this week, right? And I mentioned that I'm traveling. And so I'm just following my hunger scale, making, choices that work for my body. And then I'm planning drinks. I'll be planning desserts specifically if I want them. And like tonight, for example, I planned one drink if I want it. Not sure if I'm going to have it or not, but it's on my plan. So that's what I've planned for today. Let's see. What I really wanted to talk to you all about is, because I'm not going to go through the entire weekly plan, but that's definitely something that today, y'all, it's the perfect day today since it's the end of the week on Sunday, is to do your weekly assessment and then your weekly plan for next week. That's also part of, I think that's mentioned in the Massive Action Line, or maybe it's the monthly planning. I think that's what they're, yes, there's also monthly planning, which is at the end of, you know, the month, obviously, in your planner. So there is the monthly, there are two monthly assessment pages. So I haven't done mine yet, but I'll be doing those in the next couple of days. So you definitely want to work on filling these out as we get to the end of the month. Okay. So the one other thing that I want to talk about is the other thing I have planned this week, next Sunday. What is next Sunday, y'all? What's the music? Dun, dun, da, da. Dun, dun, da, da. It is the Super Bowl, right? And every year, my brother and sister-in-law have a Super Bowl party with all the chips and dips and drinks and all the fun stuff, right? And so I want to hear from you all. What is your plan? Are you going to the Super Bowl party? Are you going to be watching the Super Bowl? What is your plan? And, you know, it's a week away, so we're just still, you know, we're just starting to work on planning it, right? But has anybody planned it? And what are you planning? And so that's what I want to tell y'all about today. And I'm still working on, you know, formulating my plan too, but I'm just doing a lot of thinking about it right now. And I got some notes from this book that we refer to a lot of times called The Rules of Normal Eating. And it's definitely a book that I recommend. It goes right along with everything we teach in P&P. And there's a specific chapter in that book towards the end on kind of special occasions, right? And that's really what we're talking about when we say exceptions on the weekly plan page. we don't really call them exceptions anymore. It's just really special occasions, right? When are you going to be eating something that maybe you don't normally eat, or that, you know, just is a special occasion? That's what we mean by exception. That's not that's just a fancy word for a special occasion. So y'all, the list on the fridge, all it is a list of food that is in, that is available to me to eat every week. You know, that's all it is. It's not anything fancy. It's just, I just keep a list on the fridge of my options for that week. And then as I continue to eat them, I just, you know, and as I eat them up and they're gone, I'll just mark them off the list. That's all it is. Now, Coach Kathy has a fancy kind of form that she fills out each week for her and her husband. And you can go back and listen to her planning call on that. But it's just it's literally a piece of paper with food written down on it. That's it. That's my list on the fridge. Okay. So yeah, for some of you all, Super Bowl Sunday is just another day, right? It's just another Sunday. But I really decided that I wanted to, you know, to make a plan this year for it. And so I first started working on my thoughts around the Super Bowl party. And this kind of comes from some special occasions, some events that I went to over the holidays where I ended up overeating and I ended up making choices that really just didn't get me the results that I wanted. And so I knew that the Super Bowl party was coming up and I decided to really kind of just do some work on, okay, what result do I want from this next special occasion and how can I change my thinking around it to get a different result, right? And so what I think happens a lot, so I want you all to put in the chat how you feel right now. So some of you all are planning to do, you know, to do a Super Bowl party, or, I mean, you can think about any special occasion, right? Like the wine tasting that someone said, or, you know, maybe you're going out to dinner, or maybe a birthday party is coming up, or just a, you know, birthday dinner or something like that. How are you feeling about it right now? What is your feeling? I came up with a few that some of you all might be feeling, that I might be feeling. More interested in the puppy bowl. Yeah, Super Bowl, puppy bowl, whatever it might be. So how are you feeling? Good, bad, or otherwise? Defeated. I am in control. Scared. Confident when I have a plan. Let's see, what else? I wrote down overwhelmed, self-conscious, alone, thinking about like, okay, I'm going to be the only one there that's not just, you know, pigging out, right? Rejected. What if people ask me what I'm doing, why I'm eating less, why I'm not drinking, if I decide not to drink, that kind of thing. Anxious. Yes, Brandy said anxious. Festive, nervous, fully on the struggle bus. Okay. So lots of feelings there, right? And we know about feelings. And for those of you all that are new, you should be, not should, I don't want to say should. Let me take that back. You're absolutely going through No BS at your own pace, but eventually you will be getting to phase two of No BS at some time soon, where we talk about the model, right? And so we know that our feelings come from our thoughts. And so if you're feeling the way that you want to feel about a special occasion coming up, like the Super Bowl, great. But you want to identify that thought that's working for you. And then if you're feeling a feeling that you don't really want to be feeling, you want to identify that thought too. So what are the thoughts that are coming up for you all about the Super Bowl or about another special occasion, right? I want to get your ideas. Angie is confident that I will overeat. Okay, well, that's not setting you up for a great experience, right? What else? Indy says she's confident I can follow my plan. I always overeat, right? That's another thought. anticipating the food challenges, right? When you keep thinking there are going to be food challenges, your brain goes looking for challenges everywhere it can, right? Some of y'all are working on it, how I will feel when I don't overeat, right? You're thinking about your future self as you're on your way home from the Super Bowl party. Let's see. You're thinking, I'm going to blow past my plus two or not be hungry when I want to eat. Yeah, you got to think, is it okay or not? Right? I need to remove the drama associated with a craving or negative thought. Right? Because you're probably, you know, you're going to go to this Super Bowl party or this dinner or whatever it is. And this is something I've been working on too. And I'm going to talk about visualization in a minute. But here's the deal. You're going to go to the party. I'm going to go to the party. I'll talk about me. I'm going to go to the party. And I'm going to have the food that I want. And then I probably will be having urges after that to eat more. Right? And we've just got to be like honest with ourselves about that. Be okay about that. So I want you all to really work on your unintentional models, or some of you all are with your Super Bowl or whatever it is, a special occasion coming up. Really identify that thought in there. Some other thoughts are, it's a big deal. This is a big deal. Right? Just making something a big deal. That gets your brain going, oh, this is a big deal. What? Right? What if it wasn't a big deal? You have trouble. These are some notes I took from the Rules of Normal Eating. You have trouble with special occasions because you expect to. If you expect to have trouble, your brain goes looking for trouble every time. But what if you expected to be successful? Then your brain would go looking for ways to be successful. Your brain goes to work on whatever you focus on. Remember that. So just get all your thoughts out about whatever it is that's coming up. And then we want to visualize. So we talk a lot about visualization, and it sounds kind of woo-woo, and it sounds kind of weird sometimes. But any chance you get, Corinne was just talking about visualization this morning with our six-day training. When you visualize something happening, when you visualize the Super Bowl party, when I visualize walking in, seeing that food, seeing the people, I mean, I just picture everything and I think about where I want to go, where I want to sit, who I'm going to interact with, what I'm going to do when I get my plate, how I'm going to feel, what I'm going to be thinking. Your brain thinks that you are there. Your brain, if you do this today, your brain thinks that it's next Sunday and you're just going through what it thinks it's actually happening. And so you're able to practice whenever you want, playing out the scenario that you want in your mind. So it's so, so powerful. I just want you all to give it a try. Just give it a try and really visualize your brain and visualize the party or visualize the event. And it's your brain makes a commitment visually. There's something about this connection of when you visualize what you want, your brain makes this commitment like, okay, let's make this happen. This is happening. It just thinks it's happening. And so anytime, Corinne talked about this morning, anytime you're waiting in line at the grocery store, you're stuck in traffic, you're waiting on hold on the phone, you know, at work or something like that, visualize how you want this event to go. All right. So, and then the other thing to think about is what's the purpose of, let's say, a Super Bowl party? Well, obviously it's to watch a football game. And I've been thinking about this, right? Like, what is the purpose? Yes, there's food there, but what are some other purposes? It's to be with people that you enjoy being with, right? to watch a football game. There are going to be kids there to play with the kids. The food doesn't have to be a major focus. And then really think about what you want when you get there. I love what they talk about this in the rules of normal eating. Take your time before you make choices in terms of, you know, getting a plate and eating off the buffet or whatever it is. You don't have to start eating right away, right? You don't have to start grazing. Take your time and ask yourself, what do I really want? I was thinking of an example, spinach dip. So they always have spinach dip at these parties. You know what? I could take or leave spinach dip, but I eat it every time. And so it's like, what do I really like? I really like French onion dip. I really like cheese dip. Of all the dips in the world, spinach dip, it's just not my thing. So why do I continue to eat it? Because I keep thinking that I can have a little bit of everything. Why? It's just something I've thought, but it's not necessarily true. Why don't I just eat what I really enjoy and leave the rest behind? So I'm just really working on kind of challenging my thoughts about that. Yeah, you can visualize anything, y'all. I mean, I'm just using the example of an event, of a party, but you can absolutely visualize a happy marriage, Carrie. Absolutely. So Jen, why do you struggle with visualization? Probably because you think you're not doing it right. Probably because it feels uncomfortable or weird, but it's just something new that you haven't done you haven't done enough of yet. So just keep practicing. Keep practicing with it. All right. Let's see. I think that's what I've got. And the last thing is, oh, this was something that Corinne said this morning. I don't have my notes right here. But here's the thing. I don't care if you eat on plan or not for the Super Bowl party. Because you can learn either way. It can be the value of either experience can be totally equal. Because you can learn from anything that you end up deciding to do. Isn't that like a sense of freedom there? It just takes the pressure off. It's not this way is right and this way is wrong. So it's like win-win either way. So you go in and you do your best and then you get to learn about it either way. So that's just something else I wanted to talk about too. All right. Deborah? Yeah. She has a rule not to eat in front of the TV, and she's trying to figure out if that day I get to eat while watching TV. So that's a decision I want you to make, like, right now, Deborah. Is it yay or nay? And just make that decision, and then it's decided. What if, so Susie says, I struggle with foods I like and foods that are good for me. What if you could have both? Right? It doesn't have to be all or nothing. And what if you just decided that all foods were good for you right now? Whether it's Oreos or broccoli, they're equal. As long as they're on your plan, they can both be part of your plan. Definitely hear like good, bad foods. You're thinking foods I like good, the foods I like bad, foods that are good for me, good. Right? You really want to watch that. No foods are good or bad, y'all. It's all just food. Foods don't have personalities. Foods don't have moods. Foods don't have labels like that. They're just a collection of ingredients. So, yes, there are some foods that will help you lose weight, maybe faster than other foods. But if you're not ready to totally change your diet and you're still got some Oreos on your plan, there's nothing wrong with that, right? So let's work on getting out of that black or white and into the gray. Corinne talked about the gray on a call that I just listened to this morning while I was getting ready. She said all, she designed her entire house to be gray because she knows that that is where success happens, is in the gray. It's where weight loss happens. It's where everything in life happens that we want, because that's when we let go of the black or the white. All right. Yes, be sure. Thank you, Donna. Be sure that in your chat that you have all panelists and attendees chosen so that everyone can see your comments in your in the chat, not just me. All right. We're going to get to some coaching here in a minute. Just let me, so that's what I've got. Oh, let me go ahead and stop this real quick. Stop this recording.